Not long before our nation launched the invasion of Iraq, our longest-serving senator, Robert Byrd of West Virginia, stood on the Senate floor and said, "This chamber is, for the most part, silent, ominously, dreadfully silent. There is no debate, no discussion, no attempt to lay out for the nation the pros and cons of this particular war. There is nothing. We stand passively mute in the United States Senate." Why was the Senate silent? In describing the empty chamber the way he did, Byrd invited a specific version of the same general question millions of us have been asking. Why do reason, logic, and truth seem to play a sharply diminished role in the way America now makes important decisions? The persistent and sustained reliance on falsehoods as the basis of policy, even in the face of massive and well-understood evidence to the contrary, seems to many Americans to have reached levels that were previously unimaginable. A large and growing number of Americans are asking out loud, "What has happened to our country?" More and more people are trying to figure out what has gone wrong in our democracy and how we can fix it. To take another example, for the first time in American history, the executive branch of our government has not only condoned but actively promoted the treatment of captives in wartime that clearly involves torture, thus overturning a prohibition established by General George Washington during the Revolutionary War. It is too easy and too partisan to simply place the blame on the policies of President George W. Bush. We are all responsible for the decisions our country makes. We have a Congress. We have an independent judiciary. We have checks and balances. We are a nation of laws. We have free speech. We have a free press. Have they all failed us? In the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, there was, for a very short time, a quality of vividness and clarity of focus in our public discourse that reminded some Americans, including some journalists, that vividness and clarity used to be more common in the way we talk with one another about the problems and the choices that we face. But then, like a passing summer storm, the moment faded. It was not always this way. Why has America's public discourse become less focused and clear, less reasoned? Faith in the power of reason, the belief that free citizens can govern themselves wisely and fairly by resorting to logical debate on the basis of the best evidence available instead of raw power, was and remains the central premise of American democracy. This premise is now under assault.